Welcome to the Rebel Physician Podcast, where we are creating a path for physicians to break free from the toxic medical system to create an enjoyable and a sustainable career in medicine. Join us each week as we challenge the status quo, push boundaries, and seek to create a better healthcare system for all.
Hello, and welcome to March. I don't know about you, but I cannot believe that it is already March. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think is really important, and we are still not quite talking about enough, and that is the impact of loneliness in our lives and fostering true connection. So, the Surgeon General came out with an impact statement and has really been talking a lot about loneliness and isolation and the impact of those things on our health. In a quote from a few years back, he says that loneliness and isolation represent profound threats to our health and well-being. And the reason why he's saying that is because studies have shown that the risks of loneliness are up there with major disease states and things like morbid obesity and tobacco use. So much so that loneliness increases our risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, stroke, anxiety, and death. And these are not by small amounts. The risk of premature death is actually impacted the most by loneliness and isolation than by anything else. So that's a pretty big deal. And I think it's even more important as physicians because we have many barriers to connection. And we are fooled into thinking that we have community when perhaps we really don't. The first barrier to connection that physicians have is shame. And shame, what I've noticed about shame from myself and from physicians I've coached and the ones that I've worked with in the past and in my community is a very, very common feeling, state of being. It's almost like we are conditioned to feel shame for many things, like our own human needs, like need for rest and vacation and emotions. And depending on the type of training you had and your current work environment, shame may or may not be a very familiar emotion for you. And what this creates is a tendency towards isolation. Shame is an extremely isolating emotion. Say, for example, you have been served with a lawsuit. We are told that that's not something that we can share. We're told that either explicitly by lawyers making blanket statements like, don't talk about this. And we also feel that implicitly because we feel like we must be the only ones around us being sued. Or even if we know that we're not, it still brings up a lot of shame that we have been sued. So instead of seeking support and community, we pull further back and begin to really feel lonely and isolated. And the important caveat I'll mention about loneliness is that it's not necessarily the state of being alone or isolated. It's the perception of being alone or isolated. So what that means is externally, it could look like you have friends and you're always surrounded by people and you can still feel alone and isolated because you haven't allowed that connection or you are afraid of creating that connection. So this really doesn't have anything to do with how many friends or acquaintance you have. This is about an internal feeling that you have regarding your connection with other people. Another barrier that physicians have to connection is a fear of vulnerability. We, along with shame, are conditioned to always appear strong, never show any sort of weakness. And weakness, in quotes, could be something like needing to sleep at night and feeling unable to work a 24-hour shift when everyone around you can. And true connection really does require occasional vulnerability from the individual. If you are never in a place where you can feel safe to be vulnerable with someone, that is going to increase the likelihood of loneliness and isolation for you. Another barrier is the conditioning that we have to think that we should be able to handle everything on our own. Most of the time, we are compared to other physicians, and we are not necessarily taught about how to collaborate with them. When in reality, once you become an attending physician, comparison and competition is not useful at all. And collaboration really should be the foundation of your practice of medicine. But very few of us are taught that or modeled that. So we continue to kind of run, you know, the one man or one woman show because we think that reaching out to other people or collaborating is either dangerous to us or a sign of weakness. Another barrier to connection is buffering with social media. And this is not a physician-only thing. This is a human thing. I think that as physicians, with our constant high levels of stress and true downtime, our inability to really focus on true downtime, it's socially acceptable to look at your phone and scroll through Facebook or TikTok or whatever. And there's this sense of community, but it's a really like sham community because you're not really being vulnerable, being open. You don't really feel safe. It's just one of those things that we're doing to increase dopamine temporarily when we're not really focusing on truly getting rest or recuperation. So that's a barrier because of time. We spend so much time on social media because we think that's an outlet that's appropriate and it's a way to find connection, when most of the time it's not. And we end up feeling more lonely and more isolated because of it. And that's because of things like comparison and assumptions about other people's lives being, you know, so much better, so much more put together than our own. So what can we do about it? One recommendation from the Surgeon General is to consider a faith-based community. Now, this is not right for everybody, but in the 90s and earlier, most households in the United States, upwards of 70%, had some sort of commitment to a faith-based organization. And that seemed to be a positive impact on most people because of the social contract that is, you know, regularly seeing people. Maybe you have other community events with them. So if that feels like something that would be nice for you to try, then that would be a really good way to find community within your local environment. I know for me and my family, that's been something that has been really important and probably one of the foundations of our relationships wherever we live. We are always looking for a faith-based community that aligns with our values, but also provides a sense of community that is welcoming and non-judgmental and is good for both my husband and I and our kids. A second suggestion from the Surgeon General is community service. And this could look like volunteering at a food pantry or maybe, you know, cleanup crew. Something that gets you involved in meeting new people and also gives you a sense of purpose, which is an important aspect of feeling connected and decreasing loneliness and isolation. Another piece of advice that I can give you is using social media in a more productive way. And the best advice I can give you is to check out Sermo. Sermo is typically known as one of the sites that gives you paid surveys. And I've actually had really great luck with their surveys. It's actually the platform that I have received the most amount of surveys that I can complete and get paid for. So that's been a nice treat. But surprisingly, they have this really, really interesting and wonderful community of physicians, and it's a global community. So it just feels more expansive than what I've seen, for example, in like Facebook physician groups and Instagram. And the reason why I like it is because the feel is different. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but you can feel a certain way when you open up Facebook, right? It's just kind of like a familiar, you know, feeling. And then you get into your Facebook groups and there's a post in there that's anonymous. And then there's a bunch of judgmental comments about it. And where there's some story about a terminally ill family member or a cheating spouse, and you get sucked into that drama. And I never really leave Facebook feeling like great about life or myself, to be honest with you. And one thing that I've liked about Sermo is that it doesn't have any mechanisms in order to try to keep me scrolling. You know, like the Facebook algorithm really is manipulating our dopamine system in our brains. And Sermo is much more straightforward than that. I can you know, scroll on Sermo for 10 minutes or so and feel pretty satisfied with that without feeling this like addiction to do it more. And the posts in there are just more wholesome, and the comments are more supportive. The feel it overall is much more connection than I would get in any other social media platform. So in, you know, 2024, we are going to use social media. That's part of our life now. And so I think that it is important to seek out those platforms, those social media platforms that are actually beneficial to you. And for sure, Sermo is that. I'll have a link to join Sermo in the show notes today. If you go to www.sermo.com/rebel, then you can join there. And this is not an affiliate link. I don't get paid for you joining. It's totally free to join. But it is, if you use my link, then they can track who is coming from the Rebel Physician community, which is helpful for me. But like I said, this is not an affiliate link. It is just more about tracing if you're coming from my community or not, so that I can keep an awareness of that for myself. So I appreciate you doing that if you feel called to check out Sermo. The last suggestion, of course, is the Rebel Physician community. And while this is not really a social media platform per se, the goal really is to offer you resources and virtual events that help to make you feel more connected with physicians who have similar values and are in similar situations and have background experiences like you. And I truly feel that vulnerability is probably one of the core values of Rebel Physician Community, which I think is unique about it. So, of course, you can go and join that at www.rebelphysician.com. Overall, the importance of this episode is that you have some awareness now of the true dangers of loneliness and isolation, and perhaps do an inventory about your own current state. Now, are you feeling lonely and isolated? And where do you crave that connection? And where can you find that? What's the lowest hanging fruit for you to be able to find that connection again? I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey there. Just wanted to take some quick time here to let you know that if you have been thinking about doing a podcast and it feels really overwhelming and you like the idea of podcasting, but the other stuff like the editing and production feels too overwhelming, I wanted to let you know about the people who now edit and produce my podcast, which is Pretty Easy Podcasts. And for the first year and a half of my podcast, I was doing everything myself. And I had tried to contract out editing, and it was really got some really, really bad results. So I was hesitant to try again, but I'm so glad that I did, because working with Pretty Easy Podcasts has been so amazing. They can get your shows recorded, posted with a complete podcast studio at your disposal. You could record from home, your office, or the park, or really anywhere. And then they totally cater to your schedule, and it's just so easy to work with them. I cannot say enough good things. So if it's been on your mind to do a podcast, then definitely check out Pretty Easy Podcasts at prettyeasypodcast.com and sign up today. It's super affordable, and it's so fun working with them. So definitely check it out.